Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Saturday edition of the show. We're inside a program where you can call and talk about anything you want, although we've been focused on house stealing. The government gangs in Michigan, according to one estimate, have stolen over 100,000 properties in less than two decades. It's horrifying. And what they're doing to people. But that's not the only estimate. That was just the estimate of the man's attorneys. We're talking about one man who had his house stolen, and it was over less than $9 in back taxes. He's 83 years old, by the way. His attorneys, they're suing on his behalf and some, and other homeowners, or former homeowners' behalfs, to go after this state law that authorizes this particular process, where not only can they steal the person's home for back taxes, but the state or the county, in this case, county treasurer, gets to keep 100% of the proceeds from that tax sale. So that's where they're suing. And the number that we gave you, 100,000 properties, was since 2002, an estimate for the whole state. But in a couple paragraphs down here at the Reason.com story, it says over the past decade, more than 150,000 properties in Detroit have gone through the tax forfeiture process.
Wow. So, 150,000 properties. So that's like $300,000 worth.
In Detroit.
We'll tell you more about it coming up here, but we actually have Pat on the line. He's in Michigan, Thunder Bay, listening to WZTK-FM. Hello, Pat. Hello, Pat. Are you with us? Pat in Michigan, going once. Pat in Michigan, going twice. Tell you what, we'll put you back on hold. Maybe Pat's in a bad cell, or there's some other technical difficulties. We'll have our board op check in with him, and when he's back, we'll bring him back on the air. So, again, if you want to comment, you can join us here, 855-450-FREE. There was legislation passed in 1999 that increased the ability of the county treasurers to do this kind of stuff and to keep 100% of the proceeds from these sales. They say the legislation's goals were to, quote, encourage the rapid reuse of property, prevent the onset of blight, and improve the overall use of property, unquote. According to a University of Michigan report about the effects of this act in Wayne County, where Detroit's located, and where the 1999 law has had the most devastating effects on homeowners. Again, more than 150,000 properties in Detroit have gone through the tax forfeiture process, according to data collected by Jerry Poffendorf, the founder of Loveland Technologies, a Detroit-based mapping firm. He says that it's punitive for property owners and profitable for the county. Poffendorf became increasingly interested in this tax foreclosure set of rules after Detroit's 2013 bankruptcy, when his company worked with an anti-blight task force to identify and photograph abandoned properties across the city. At the time, the media was fascinated with Detroit's economic collapse, one of the most memorable signs of which were homes being auctioned for $1,000 or less. As he began tracking the supposedly vacant homes being auctioned by the city, Poffendorf noticed an odd trend. Lots of them weren't actually vacant. Quote, there was sort of an assumption that tax foreclosures were happening to abandoned buildings. You know, properties that people had left, he tells Reason. But that wasn't always the case. We saw thousands of properties that had people living in them being auctioned. And I think that's interesting that there's, and it goes back to what I was saying in the last hour about people's misperceptions about exactly what the state does. They presume, oh, it's a tax sale? Well, you know, somebody died. And so there was no grandma died, but the family couldn't be reached. And so therefore, something's got to happen with that property. Well, the city takes it and they sell the property. And that's what people think about when they see notices of tax sales. They don't want to think that their neighbors are actually being thrown out of their homes.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a huge number of homeless people in America right now, and every one of them got thrown out of someplace.
I think we actually have Pat with us on the line now. Pat, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, we have you. Go ahead, sir.
All right. Yeah, I guess I face-muted myself last time. I must have been collaring my phone.
That's all right. Here you are now. Go ahead.
Anyway, yeah, this happened in the neighboring county here a few years back. This is chicanery before they changed the tax laws here in the state. Because
mm-hmm.
It used to be a 3-year lenience period, but now it's one. But anyway,
wow.
What happened in this case was somebody in this man's back 40 was growing some recreational vegetation before
marijuana.
Before the state had decided to pull their collective heads out of their pink turtlenecks and legalize the stuff. Well, so some local kids found some of his plants, or one of his plants at least, or whichever plants they were. I mean, I don't know if that was ever proven or not proven,
right. But
that's besides the point. Anyway, the kids took the stuff to school, and they got busted, as kids will do.
Mm.
Right?
Jeez.
So that gave the local
drug...
Then
they ratted them out.
That gave the local drug enforcement agency precedence to go in and search the land. So then the seizure went down, and... They tried to sell his place out from under him.
So just to be clear, this guy had a huge property, right? Like this could have been someone else's plants.
10 acres of cedar swamp out behind a trailer, right?
So anyone could have been growing these plants on this man's property. They didn't necessarily prove that it was his plants, but they went ahead and stole his property anyway.
Well, I think they did just because of the trail sequence that went from the house to the plants and such. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the long and the short of it is that the community came behind him.
Really?
And there was a bunch of big old boys in the back of the room, and these people showed up to bid on this stuff. And it's like, this place was bought back for $1.
No kidding.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
And then the neighboring county here, they tried that same bamboozle on me about 10 years later.
Hold on, before you go on with your story, just another question on this guy that his property was bought for $1. Did the person who bought the property for $1 then, like, sell it back to the guy? What happened to it?
Of course he did.
Amazing. Now, okay. I thought they prohibited that from happening. I thought that friends of the individual are prohibited from, and maybe it's different states, different rules, but like if you know or if you're close to the person, you're not allowed to bid on their property or you're not allowed to turn it back over to them or something like that. That's what I've heard.
This,
I don't know if it's true.
This is Montmorency County. I think probably everybody's related.
So what happened?
If you don't have a road named after you, you ain't nobody.
Well,
I don't have a road name after me.
We need
me.
Nobody
it's
Road
true.
Now. That's
no, I figured this out about 10 years after I moved up here. If you don't, even if it's just a 2-track, it's only 2 miles long. If you don't have to have a road named after you, you ain't nobody.
All right. So what happened to your property, Pat?
Well, my kid threw some seeds about behind. Mine's 13 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe an eighth of a mile deep and, I don't know, 500-700 yards wide, right?
Okay.
So anyway, there's a pond and there's an old trailer that I brought years and years ago. Anyway, he put some plants out behind it by the pond, and I didn't know they was there. Well, they did this. I'm like, 12 miles spitting distance from the airport here where they do all this drug enforcement and dog training and every other crazy thing that they do. But, flyover country is hard. And, I got hit with a possession charge years ago, so I was on the flyover list.
Yep.
And evidently these bozos come and raided my place. Like 6 o'clock in the morning, I get woke up and, these little poor bastards were all, I seen them. They showed me one of the plants. They were scraggly. They were like 18, 20 inches high.
Huh.
And I fought them for almost a year. And suddenly they lost the evidence.
Interesting.
At the time, I didn't know that pot didn't have any THC in it until it had reached kind of the budding sequence.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Until it flowers, it's the buds.
Yeah, until it starts shooting hairs, at least it doesn't have anything that they can send to the drug lab.
Interesting.
So they were trying to steal, they were trying to steal my land just on BS.
But you you won because you fought them and they ended up dropping the charges?
Well, I just held out long enough to where they finally said, okay, fine.
Great story, Pat. Congratulations.
It took me a while to figure out why I won.
Thanks for sharing that with us. I really appreciate it. Great story.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Free Talk Live. You're invited here if you want to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. Just go to discord.lrn.fm, and you can jump into one of those. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. In fact, I just noticed someone waiting in one of those rooms as we speak. So we'll get to that person here in moments. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And nobody.
Head on over to local.bitcoin.com and get started buying or selling Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods globally. It is a global trading platform that actually respects your privacy, unlike a lot of the other sites out there that try to do something similar. On local.bitcoin.com, you do not have to provide identification to sign up for and use the site. In fact, there's nowhere that you could provide identification to the site, even if you wanted to, because the site's not built like that. They don't have custody of your Bitcoin Cash. You have control over your funds, and you sell or buy through a system that's relatively transparent of smart contracts. You don't need to know what the contracts say. You just need to know that it works. Go to local.bitcoin.com, and I can say it works. I've traded a number of times on the platform, sometimes with folks who are listeners of the show, actually. Local.bitcoin.com. And by the way, also communications between buyers and sellers on the site are encrypted, which is a cool feature too. So we're talking about Michigan, and you know, this happens in other states, but the story in this case is about Michigan because they're apparently one of the worst at stealing properties from folks. Over 100,000 properties have been stolen in the last couple of decades, last 15 years or so, there in Michigan. And it was all justified by a 1999 law called Act 123 that basically shortened the time frame on stealing properties, so what they call tax sailing in legal parlance, stealing somebody's home from them. And also made it so the county treasurers could keep 100% of the proceeds from said tax sale. So according to the story at Reason, it was happening because of the accelerated process created by this Act 123, which harshly punished any Michigander for falling behind on property tax payments. Prior to 1999, the average time between a property falling into tax delinquency and foreclosure was 5 to 7 years. After Act 123, they reduced that timeline to a little over 2 years.
Wow.
The accelerated foreclosure process caught many homeowners who fell behind on their taxes during the Great Recession. In Michigan, property taxes are due twice per year. Bills are sent in July and December, with payments due in April and November. If there are outstanding debts from the previous year, delinquent properties are turned over to the county in the following year in March. The county buys the debt from the municipalities. The funding comes from the county's Delinquent Tax Revolving Fund, or the DTRF, and the county effectively becomes the debt collector for the unpaid taxes. Under state law, counties are allowed to impose a one-time 4% administrative fee to each delinquent property and may charge 1% interest for every month the tax remains unpaid. If the property owner still owes back taxes by March 31st of the third year of delinquency, that is 2 years and 31 days after the county took over the collections process, the county can foreclose and take the property to auction. After its auction, the county keeps the proceeds and recycles the revenue through the same fund used to buy the debt from the municipalities in the first place. So they're taking the money that they're getting from the people who are buying these houses and using that money to buy the properties from the municipalities in order to sell more of them and get more money to buy more properties and sell more of them.
Yeah, they're operating it as a little bit of little business.
That's right.
Within the state government.
And that is how... And there's another provision. If the county ends up with a positive balance in their fund, the excess funds can be channeled into the county budget. And that's how Wayne County has funneled more than $382 million in delinquent tax surpluses into its general fund budget since 2012, according to an analysis by Bridge Magazine.
Wow.
In Oakland County, where the initial property that we discussed was seized and sold in 2014, the process has been lucrative there, too. According to the county's most recent comprehensive annual financial report, its DTRF had $196.8 million in net assets. Incredible. The same document details plans to use the DTRF for a number of pet projects, including the construction of a new animal shelter and adoption center. So at least the dogs get to stay out of the cold. Their families are kicked out, but, you know.
Screw the people.
The county also, quote, anticipates the continuation of annual transfers from the DTRF to support general fund general purpose operations in the amount of $3 million annually for fiscal year 2019 through 2023, totals that are in line with historical norms according to the annual report. That's hundreds of millions of dollars in private equity that have been transferred to the two counties' control completely legally under the terms of Act 123 and destroying countless lives in the process. Let's go to OK Status. He's on the line with us here on Discord. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so people have living in these houses, and they think they own them, but I hope something like this shows people what the true nature of a property is, that, of course, we have property as our ownership of something at the behest of the state. But what I wanted to call about was about property rights in general. It's obviously a really big deal to libertarians, really central to libertarian ideas, especially if you're like a natural rights libertarianist. I mean,
sure.
It's what's wrong. It's one of the main things that's wrong with the current societal setup that we have now. And then I look at someone like Murray Rothbard.
Now, are you saying that the presence of property rights are something that's wrong, or the disrespect of property rights are something that's wrong?
Well, the thing that's currently called property right, called property now, this setup that we have,
it's a lie.
There certainly exists something people call property. Yeah, so someone like Murray Rothbard said was very big on property ethics, and he said, he identified two illegitimate forms of property, you know, feudal property rights, which ultimately the government system does represent like really primitive, you know, feudal system, more like land aggrandizement and aggrandizing, like land accumulating property rights, where the state assigns property to large landholders. And the point is, it's a rigged system, and it's stacked against the little guy. And the thing is, people say we need to get our property rights, or we need to defend property rights. But if you go all the way back to Locke, where Rothbard came from with, the transformer of the land, the one that makes the land with the labor, or the labor with the land, has the rights to the property. We never really achieved that. We maybe brushed up against it here and there, but we've never achieved that. It's a truly radical proposition, and so are other conceptualizations, because they're certainly not the end-all of property rights. We've never really had that, so we can't defend it or go back to it, because it's a thing that hasn't existed for us.
Yeah, and it's the Lockean proviso is very important. The idea that that there should always be some land left for others to homestead.
We can talk more about it coming up here in moments. The idea of property, because it's an important one, and right now it seems like an illusion. Yeah. 855-450-FREE is our number. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years, with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days, and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is promising to release a transcript, possibly on Tuesday, of another call with Ukraine's President Zelensky.
Read the transcript. You'll see the call. Now I'll give you a second transcript, because I actually had two calls with the President of Ukraine. So you'll read the second call, and you'll tell me if you think there's anything wrong with it.
What was discussed during a call between the leaders in July prompted the impeachment inquiry. The president says the U.S. will always get tariffs, but the trade talks with China are coming along, and he's open to making a deal, but only if it's the right deal for America.
Just so you understand, China forever never paid us 10 cents. Now we have literally, we will soon have literally hundreds of billions of dollars coming in from China. We never got anything from China.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here if you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-free. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord call-in line rooms. We're going back to that here to continue the conversation about property rights, the idea of property, and that's been completely debased in this society with governments all across the United States, but focusing on Michigan tonight, stealing people's homes from them. Over 150,000 properties in Detroit alone, apparently, in the last decade. Over 100,000 properties statewide in Michigan have been stolen, according to the story at Reason.com. As we continue with you here tonight, by the way, it's me, Ian.
And nobody.
Also, if you care about or you're interested in accepting cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin, at your point of sale, at your business, then you need to get over to helpmetakebitcoin.com. The folks at AnyPay make it super easy to take cryptocurrency payments like Bitcoin Dash and Bitcoin Cash at your point of sale. Or maybe you're somebody who's a service provider. You go to your customers' homes. You provide, you know, your plumber or something like that, and you want to be able to collect cryptocurrency on the spot. You can do that with helpmetakebitcoin.com as well. So whether it's a retail establishment or a service provider, they can help you over at helpmetakebitcoin.com, and they will not charge you to do it. And it's super easy to sign up. You don't have to show ID. There's no paperwork. It could not be much easier than it is. You download the app, and you just get started. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. As we go back to OK Status is on the line. Was talking, OK Status, you'd called in to talk about just sort of the idea of property and how it really is just a sick joke in the United States. and you were kind of getting a little deeper into just the idea of property. And nobody, and just before we went to the break, you brought up this Lockean proviso. Can you get a little more detailed on that?
I sure can. And this is a quote from John Locke's Second Treatise of Government, Chapter 5, Paragraph 33. And it says, "Nor was this appropriation of any parcel of land, by improving it, any prejudice to any other man, since there is still as enough and as good left, and more than yet, and more than the yet unprovided could use." So that, in effect, there is never less left for others because of his enclosure for himself. For that he leaves as much as another can make use of. For he that leaves as much as another can make use of does as good as take nothing at all. Nobody could think himself injured by the drinking of another man, though he took a good draught, who had a whole river of the same water left to him to quench his thirst. And in the case of land and water, where there is enough of both, is perfectly the same. So the idea here is Locke believes that the whole of the earth is the birthright of all of mankind. But all of mankind cannot exploit a particular property or make use of a particular property at the same time. So he allows for, in his moral philosophy, for homesteading by mixing your labor with the land. So when you go to a piece of land that's never been used, and you build yourself a farmhouse and set up some fields,
till the land.
You've mixed your labor with the land, and now it's not just land, it's a farm.
Right.
And because the farm was the product of your labor, the farm belongs to you.
That's not the same thing as just going and building a fence around a large swath of land and saying, "Oh, well, I mixed labor with the land, so therefore..."
He's not that specific. Mm-hmm. He talks on a conceptual level. So one assumes that there would have to be traditions that govern that.
Right.
But, you know, the problem with it is that now any land which is not claimed by somebody ends up owned by the government.
That's right.
So if you turn up homeless, you can't go find an unowned piece of land and
pitch
your tent and build a cabin or whatever.
Now, that's not to say there isn't plenty of land that could be available. If the government disappeared tomorrow, if the federal government dissolved, then there would be a tremendous amount of available land, especially west of the Mississippi, where they have something like, what, two-thirds or something of the entire portion of the United States? That's a tremendous amount of property that is basically completely unused when it's in the government's hands, and that could be something that could be turned over to homesteading if we had our libertarian druthers, so to speak.
Yeah, and this is what gives me some level of sympathy with the Georgist and mutualist positions, because in both cases, this idea of land monopoly is a large part, I think, of what... Of what motivates their thinking. So the Georgists basically say, well, if there isn't land available to homestead, then because it's already been taken, then we can have a land value tax, and so you get like a payment because there, you know, all of the land has already been homesteaded.
If they had their way, that's the way it
would be. If they had their way, that's within their philosophy. That's the idea of it.
Okay, Statist is still with us. Here are your comments.
Yeah, so first of all, you said the proviso. The proviso is very important because you don't get to a situation where all land is claimed and very scarce and held to a point where it's landlordism, where you end up with a large scale, tenancy and various things that we actually do see under the state. That's how you kind of avoid that. But what we have to realize is that this is a radical proposition. I mean, a labor-based, it's just as radical as any kind of socialist, anarchist, like a mutualist position. You are the one mixing your own labor with the land. That's not what we have. In history, we've had land has been claimed by mostly by conquest, by mm-hmm. bloodshed, including the United States and every other continent.
Sure.
And that's how the chain of possession of lands up until now, not just the empty lands that are currently empty, most of the good land is probably occupied by now. But,
yeah, Pennsylvania, for example, was gifted by the king to one guy.
Really?
William Penn. You know, that's why it's called Pennsylvania.
Right,
go ahead.
Of course it is.
Yeah, exactly. And so you have to look, I mean, we got into this situation through, I mean, centuries or really millennia of just conquest and coercion, right. Violent coercion and injustice. And that's why people are so critical of land. But I think it's really, I'm at property in those concepts because it's been used up and it's been used and continues to be used, up until, you know, we have libertarian and socialist philosophers trying to question this. It's been used to hurt people, to keep people down, to keep people enslaved,
right.
And it's a absolutely radical proposition as any other for the anarcho-capitalist or the Lockean to say that, like, for example, a Rothbardian to say, like, property has to be based on just acquisition of it, because none of it's really just at this point.
Yeah, and so we shouldn't be surprised when the history of violence that sort of established the current property system is continuing, where they're using violence to throw people from their homes and literally steal homes from people, hundreds of thousands of them in Michigan. You know, we're still there. We haven't gotten away from, you know, not using violence. They've just covered it up. They papered over it. They expect people to believe in the system, as we were talking about before, and they do. For the most part, people are unaware of what's happening to these folks in Michigan. Obviously, the people who it's happened to are aware of it. And the more people it happens to, then maybe that we'll get some awareness of this. But there aren't enough people who are proposing really any real serious changes like you are. Okay, Status, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate that discussion. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You know, talking about moving from a system of violence-based property rights to what he was talking about, I think is a good discussion to have.
Yeah, I think it really is. We can't have a society in which a significant proportion of the people are homeless and destitute. That's just, who wants to live in that kind of a situation?
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support, wear, and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the show. Open phones, as always. You don't have to talk about the government gang in Michigan stealing hundreds of thousands of people's homes, apparently, or at least over 100,000. They say over 150,000 in just Detroit alone in the last decade. So that's a lot of people that have had their lives upended over some back property taxes. You can join us here. Again, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's Ian and Nobody in the studio tonight, and good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great. Yeah, but eating right all the time can be a challenge, and travel and work can certainly get in the way, or maybe you just don't have the desire or the time to shop and cook the right foods. Balance of Nature can help you with three of their Balance of Nature fruit capsules and their three of their veggie capsules. You can get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that is a lot of nutrition. You can go online to become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. And then after your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. So get on over to balanceofnature.com. Use code FTL to get started there. That's balanceofnature.com with code FTL, like Free Talk Live. We've been sharing with you a really well-written, detailed story from Reason.com. Of course, you know, talking about the various different things that it's bringing up here over in Michigan, where they're reporting on this law that was passed in 1999 to expedite the process of stealing property from people, which the state gang calls tax sales. And this, by the way, happens in every state in the United States, but in Michigan it's particularly egregious because they can keep the full revenue that they pull in from the tax sale. And so their incentives are even more just terrifying than they normally would be. Normally they steal properties and they sell the property and then they give the previous owner any overage above whatever the amount that was supposedly owed to the city or the town. Mm-hmm. But in Michigan, they just take it all. And so we're going to your calls here, more of you. Let's talk to Fred. He's in Michigan, listening in Hillman, Michigan. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, can y'all hear me?
We got you, Fred. Go ahead.
Hey, well, I've seen so many of these things, and people, when they get crippled and old and poor, it seems it's a crime to be poor in America.
Yeah, well, it's a heck of a lot harder to deal with a situation like this if you don't have a bunch of money to, let's say, hire an attorney or do whatever kind of legal research that you need to do to figure out what to do next.
I've been through that with myself, my children. If you surrender yourself to what they call attorneys, you might as well just put your head in the well.
Well, I mean, most of them are, you know, pretty undesirable, but there are some out there that, you know, are okay. That, you know,
yeah, well, if you find a young one that's hungry, maybe you got a chance. Or if you impress them because of something. But you ain't going to get a fair shake.
Well, they're not going to give you a fair shake any way it goes. I mean, they're stealing your house from you in the case that we're talking about here. But the system in general, I mean, to your point, and Fred, thank you for the call tonight. To your point, if you're poor, the system is not helping you, right? It's not designed to help you. The people who are connected to the halls of power are the rich, the wealthy that are out there. And the funny thing is, they're the people that are in power or the people that are seeking power, like some of these presidential candidates, want you to believe that they're going to somehow help the poor. And that this is the same pitch that they make every 2 to 4 years is that, well, if you elect me, then I'm going to help the poor people. Well, exactly what are you going to do differently? How are you going to not reward your wealthy, connected friends and punish your enemies like every other politician does with the positions that they're given?
Yeah, and the criminalization of poverty is all over the place. It's like if you don't have much money, just driving a car to work is a challenge, you know? You have to keep up not only with repairing it. I mean, obviously, you have to keep up with nature. You have to keep the thing running. But then there's a whole series of artificial things that you have to do. You have to pay the state for this. Pay the state for that.
Make sure you get your sticker.
You know, state's going to hit you with a with traffic tickets.
Sure.
Then they're going to suspend your license. Then you're going to end up in jail for that. So your car gets impounded. And all of these things for marginal people can add up to the difference between making it and not making it.
Absolutely. When I was in jail for civil disobedience, there was a guy in there who was there for a year because he drove to work.
Yeah.
He was a manager at a Bickford's, which is like kind of like a Denny's or, you know, breakfasty kind of lunch place chain in New England. He was a manager, productive member of society, going to work. Wasn't drunk, just driving to work. But what happened was, in the 90s, he had gotten a ticket for some nonsense in Massachusetts. For whatever reason, he didn't pay the ticket. Maybe he forgot about it or thought it was paid or whatever. You know, he didn't take care of the ticket. And so that got him whatever suspension it was that it got him. And then that got him pulled over. And because he'd had, I guess, other motor vehicle issues previously on his record, he got a minimum sentence of a year in jail.
Did they hit him with driving after habitual?
Yeah, it was habitual. Yeah,
yeah, that's a...
it's crazy.
It's bizarre in New Hampshire, and people have literally been put in prison.
Yes.
For that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it occurs to me that that's another case where I need to think about the pardon pen. Because there are people who are felons, I believe, in New Hampshire for driving a car.
If they're not felons, they've certainly gone to prison on a 2-year sentence. I don't know if that's...
Well, that's
felony,
the thing. If it's a 2-year sentence, doesn't it have to be a felony? Or are there 2-year misdemeanors in New Hampshire? I don't know.
What if you're sentenced to 2 single-year misdemeanor convictions consecutive?
Yeah, of course, that is possible.
I think you can end up in prison without being a felon. I think you can end up in prison without being a felon.
Wow.
If the sentences, you know, are stacked up like that.
Sure.
And so, you know, that's not uncommon for people to just have their lives completely upended over some paperwork snafu, over some piddly, you know, speeding ticket that didn't get paid or whatever. You just recently got your license suspended. That was a year ago, but you recently had a trial over that nobody, and you didn't even know They sent you notice of the suspension to your address, which you had not been at for some amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
It was still your address, so you could still receive mail there, but you weren't physically at the address to receive the mail. Well, they didn't care when they pulled you over and arrested you for mm-hmm. so-called driving while license suspended.
And so it's going to be interesting to see how that case turns out, because the mental state in New Hampshire is knowingly for driving on suspended license or driving on suspended registration. So technically I should beat that charge, which would be nice, because I've got a pretty long undefeated string that I'm racking up here.
Don't get cocky.
Nobody's getting cocky. But
let's go to Joanne. She's in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, listening to WEEO FM. Hello, Joanne.
Hi.
Hey there.
The former caller called about the impeachment, and I know in Pennsylvania we're really for Trump. So
are you now?
Yep, big time.
Okay.
So the whistleblower, I can give you the name.
I don't know anything about that, but okay.
Well, go ahead, because Facebook is censoring that, so we won't.
Okay, it's Eric, E-R-I-C,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not sure how to spell Sharmella.
Okay.
Sharmella, something like that.
And what did he blow the whistle on exactly?
This is the Ukraine.
Okay, but
part.
Let me tell you how I see it. I heard this on the radio the other day. This whistleblower has ties with Biden. He traveled with Clinton, Hillary, Schumer, and Elizabeth Warren. He was listed on Schiff's website, and then they mistakenly left it on. That's how some people were getting it. And then they took it off. He was also hired by CBS Network. He was let go when Schiff wanted him to be his whistleblower. Now, the whistleblower's attorney is Mark Zed, Z-E-D, who's also Sally Yates' attorney.
Yeah, all this means nothing to me. I got to be honest with you. I don't know who all these names are that you're throwing out there.
They're all
Do you
political
know
stuff that has happened in the last 3 years in Washington.
Yeah. You know, to me, like, this is completely irrelevant, what happens with
well,
this whistleblower situation.
Because...
And, you know, a lot of people get, thank you for the call, a lot of people get distracted by all this political stuff going on in Washington, D.C., when the reality is humans are having their homes stolen from them at the lower levels of government. They're having their lives ruined by these government gangs in the local governments and state governments. But yet people are arguing about, you know, what happens to Donald Trump. It's really immaterial to me. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Do you want to join the ultra-wealthy by using a 160-year-old investing program that is no longer exclusive? Keep your funds fluid and 100% tax-free for you or your heirs with no contribution limits and without ever losing your principal with Fortune DNA. Learn how to avoid the volatility of the market and put certainty back into your investing future. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.